Rockun Radio, your rock station.
Hello, this is Sabina from Holy Moses, and you are listening to Rockun Radio.
Hi.
Is that Gino?
Yes.
Hey!
Hi, it's a pleasure talking to you.
How are you?
I'm fine here in Lima, Peru, South America.
Wow. Yeah. It's great, yeah, Lima, I love it.
Yeah, we're very far, I think.
Yes, yes, I'm in Hamburg right now, in the freezing cold and rainy Hamburg.
Oh.
In the middle of the night.
I'm here in the afternoon, in the middle of the summer.
Ah, I wish I come to Lima.
I hope someday. Well, Sabina, tell me, how is everything over there?
Oh, everything is really fine right now. I mean, we are in the production of the new CD. So I know the Strange Follow Passion album is right now out in Peru, but we are already working on the new one called Bloodbound.
Mm-hmm.
And we are ready with the songwriting process.
Mm-hmm.
And now we are in the studio to record everything. So 4 songs are done with my vocals.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to play the bass, and we have to make the solos ready, and so we are in hard work right now.
Yeah, congratulations, the Strength Power with Passion album was fantastic.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, man. It was very great, the song Angel Cry was fantastic.
Yeah, great, thanks.
Yeah, very brutal, yeah, you know, it's 22 and speed, power.
Yeah.
And we're waiting, yeah, a new album, Bloodlust, I think the name, okay?
Yes, Bloodbound, because it's dedication to all Holy Moses fans of the whole world. And you maybe know that our worldwide fan club is called the Bloodbound Gang.
Mm-hmm.
And we will dedicate this album to all metal fans in the whole world. And it's really great, that feeling right now, to work on this album.
Oh, great. And what are the differences between the last one?
Well, I think there is not so much difference. I think it will sound like a Strange Power Passion album.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think this Strange Power Passion was showing the way Holy Moses is doing now. And I will not change so much, because it should sound like a typical Holy Moses album. I mean, it would be not Holy Moses if we not are planning some surprises again. the intent will be the same, so it's really hard, fast, and real aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the middle of the production, so it's always hard to speak about the music before everything is done in the studio. We are a band which is working really with soul on the album, so a lot of things are coming on the album, which are built up in the studio work. So we will see, but it sounds really great. So I love what we did right now, and you can await really a new, aggressive, and really typical Holy Moses album.
Okay, it's good to continue with the same energy of Holy Moses. I don't like too much the bands that change their own style. Holy Moses always keep with the energy. The original energy of Holy Moses. That is great.
Yeah, this is right. Thank you very much. I mean, this is the important thing, I think, in Holy Moses. And we don't need to change.
Mm-hmm.
Because we created our own style in the beginning of the 80s. And we had no other idols. And so it's for us a bit more easier to continue. Because I like what I do, and so it's not necessary to change. We are not a band which are doing with popular music, and
mm-hmm.
we don't writing so typical kind of single hits.
Yeah.
And we are standing behind what we are doing, and we will not change, and it will be the same aggressive style what we did on the last ones also.
Any date to the release? Could you tell
us? If everything is going fine, and I think we will be ready in the end of April.
Oh.
And so the album can come out in September, so we're planning to do some festivals in Europe, and in September that should be the release of the new album.
Oh, September 2008, this year.
Yes, yes.
Oh, great. I hope to have one here in Latin America.
Yeah, I know. So the album is now in Latin America. This Red Velvet Passion album is coming out right now. So
yeah.
You maybe can be lucky that you will have two albums in 1 year.
I have that Trent Power Invasion Latin American version here.
Yeah.
And it's great. It come from Brazil, I think.
Yes, it's coming from Brazil. So we signed for this one with Dynamo Records with Eric De Haas.
Yes,
it's an old friend of mine when he was in Holland working for the huge Dynamo Open Air Festival. So I know these guys a long time, and so I gave them the option to do the Straightforward Passion album. Yeah,
that's a great option. Sabina, tell me, how was the tour with Obituary, this legendary?
Oh yeah, that was really great. Obituary, really nice guy. So we were driving in the same bus, and it was a great party. I mean, it was a 5 week European tour.
Wow,
and
very intense.
Everything really friendly. Now there's a deep friendship between Holy Moses and Obituary.
Uh-huh.
And so there will be one surprise, for example, on the new album, because Trevor and Rav and also Frank, they played some stuff on our new album. So we had our recording material with us in the Nightline and our bus. And some surprises more.
And tell me, Sabina, do you know something about Latin American metal bands?
Not so much. I mean, I know some bands from Brazil because I signed with my label right now, guys from Torture Squad and Hangar.
Okay, Torture Squad, a great band, yeah.
From the biggest ones like Sepultura.
Everybody.
But to be honest, I don't know any bands from Peru.
Let me ask to my partner to send you some music from Peru.
Oh yeah, would be great. Yeah.
Yeah. And any future plans to come here to Latin America for a Latin American tour?
Oh, that would be my dream. When I was a little kid, I was already in Lima.
Our dream.
Yes, and it's my dream also, because I like to come back, especially to Peru. I did today some interviews with Venezuela also. Have our fan club leader, Fede, is coming from Argentina.
Okay.
And I like to come to Latin America. I mean, everything what I know, I love really. And I can remember when I was in Lima at the SOS, you know the childrenhood in Lima?
You came here to Lima?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Really? In what year?
Yes, it was 78.
Wow, the 70s!
It's 30 years ago.
Oh yeah, I was very young, I think.
Yes.
But still metal.
So, you remember Hermann Greiner with the SOS Childrenhood?
Oh yeah.
I was visiting it.
Oh, great. Well, Lima is very different right now.
Okay.
Since the 70s, yeah. But maybe you don't remember so much when you were here for next time, but it's very, very different right now. But you know, we are like Holy Moses. We keep our real energy.
Great, cool.
Yeah, that's great. We hope so that you can hear to Latin America for a Latin American tour.
Yes, I hope so that it is possible. During 2008, latest in the beginning of 2009.
Yeah, yeah.
But, the plans are that we are coming to North America in September, October.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hope that we have the chance to come to Latin America also in that same time.
Tell me, talking about experience, how do you see the future of metal?
I mean, I always see a future in it because, I mean, when I see back, I mean, I'm doing it now nearly 30 years. Now it's 27 years of Holy Moses, and so I think there's still an evolution, and more and more people listening to it. And I think the good thing is with the internet and with email, so we are all more connected. So and the scene. I mean, years ago it would be not possible to talk to you, but now we're getting all the information. We can change information. We really can do fast that you changing music to each other.
Yeah.
And I think so this is a great new chance for metal this year.
What will be the last word in this interview for your Latin American fans, Sabina?
I want to thank you all for supporting Holy Moses for such a long time. And I really can tell you my biggest wish is to come to Peru, to come to Lima, to play with Holy Moses. And I try my best that this will happen really soon.
Whoa, great! Oh, Sabina, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Gino. Give a hello to everybody in Lima, and hope to see you soon.